Hey, Pride fam. Welcome back to a brand new episode of
Pride the Podcast.
I know it's dry January, but who cares? Grab yourself a drink. Take a little time to hang with Pride.
It's Pride, bitch.
Hey, Pride fam.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hey, Barbie.
I'm Alan.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey, Alan.
Hello, Rehab Entertainment. Special shout out to Rehab Entertainment for making this podcast possible. Hello, and we're back. How was everyone's week since we last saw ya?
It's been a busy one. I'll go first.
It's been busy.
Yeah. We had our client from St. Jude in. This is all confidential, but.
Oh, nobody's listening.
I won't say who it is.
No one.
But it's a very influential.
Can I
say
I know who it was?
Well, of course, everybody here does. But
it's the saint.
There you go.
Saint.
It's Jude.
it's Jude. Hey, Jude. Okay.
So, of course, you know, it was just make sure she's taken
all hands
care
on
of.
Deck.
All hand. No, it was all Adam on deck.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Back
no
back.
Shade.
It
no
was
shade.
A back deck, huh? Mm-hmm.
It was a back deck.
A back deck.
Below Adam deck.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you know, just. Same old bullshit, different day. I've been to the gym 3 times this week, so good for me. Mm-hmm. Snaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I started doing this. Well, today was my first protein coffee.
Oh God!
Where it's 3 shots of espresso, so I'm fucking wired. And you use like a protein drink of choice. Mm-hmm. I use like a vanilla zero sugar, 30 grams of protein. And I've been sipping on this for like 3 hours.
Mix it with like cold brew.
Cold brew, or I just did the espresso and just poured it over ice, so it like watered it down a little, but
a cup.
Pretty much. And it's delicious. Mm. Like,
nice.
But yeah, I'm fucking jacked.
I hope you get some sleep tonight.
You got the jitters.
I kind of do a little bit.
Yeah, your hands on your leg.
You have to take an edible to balance it out.
Maybe. Jeez. Oh, God. What if that just sends me through the roof? Oh. And I'm just like flying, bitch.
Bye, Barbie.
It's like when Margot fell off the roof. Just,
right.
Poor Margot.
Oh, stop. We'll get to
we'll get there later in
the episode. Darrell, how was your week?
My week was good. I started my new job this week. Super exciting. I know. Thank it God. Feels good. I feel really, I feel great. But you know, it's week one, so we'll, you know. But this week I feel really good. It feels good to be in a place where I feel like my opinion is being validated and it's valued as well. And mm-hmm. I feel like they, you know, there's so much I feel like I can give as opposed to coming into something that's already kind of going. Because it's, you know, they're kind of starting from the beginning. So. Doing private client concierge, just a small group of members that you're dealing with, people traveling, building itineraries, adding delights, surprise and delights to their trips, which is stuff I've been doing for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been good. I like my manager. I love the people I work with. I'm the only boy on my team, which is great.
And so you're one of the girls.
I'm one of the girls. Well, that's funny. So when we were in our first meeting, I met everyone at the end. She's like, all right, bye, ladies. And then she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. So I'm about to get used to we haven't had a boy on the team. I said, oh, honey, you can call me lady. And
I was like, going to yeah. say, were you like, it's girl, girl.
And then one of the girls on the team was like, oh, my God. She said, I knew it. She said, I love it. You're so fierce, the nails. And I was like, thanks. And it's been great. So all of that has been great. And then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all that's happened this week. No, it ain't. Mm-hmm. We went and we did Rent at Stonewall, but I'm going to let Ashley talk a little bit more about that because she was the star of that.
Oh.
But it was such a beautiful time. It was a really good time. We hung out with Mama Mitchell. And it just reconfirmed that I am actually too close in a great way with all of my friends' moms. And all y'all's
my mom doesn't know your name.
No, she does. Your mom loves me. Literally, I was sitting in her house. I literally was sitting in her house talking. Like, your mom loves me. I have her number. I can text her.
Doesn't she just call you Hurricane, though? We talked about that last week.
But yeah, mm-hmm. I got Bray's mama. Like, I got everybody's mamas, and I can get in your DM. So I love that.
Yeah, my mom said, tell him to not text me ever again.
She texts me more than I text her. Like, what, Bray Ned? I ain't heard from him in years.
That's not true. She just
I can't attest to that. She did text Darrell and I one time.
Yeah. She's like, what, Bray
that Ned? I was in a group chat with them. And she's like, Is anyone having Braden? I was like, he probably passed out.
Probably. Or send your text and saying,
Okay, Ashley,
moving on. Ashley, how you doing?
They did rent.
They didn't do it. You did it.
Yes, I did rent at Stonewall.
You paid the rent?
No.
No, we'll talk after the pod.
No, shout out to Anthony Fett for putting on rent at Stonewall this past week.
Yes.
My mom flew in and she came to hear me sing. Me and Lindsay Rose, friend of the pod, we did Take Me or Leave Me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was amazing. It felt really good. Like, I did Joanne in Rent 10 years ago, and it was so nice to be on stage doing Rent again, even though it was, we didn't do the full stage production. It was just like, you know, we did the numbers and then, well, some people did the numbers and then half of them was just a track where the whole bar just sang along like a karaoke.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing time, and it was
packed. People were sitting on the floor.
I've never
people
seen
sitting
that
on
many
the
people.
Stairs.
On the floor at Stonewall?
Is it on the floor?
That is nasty.
It was really good. Yeah. And Anthony, this is an official invite from us here at the podcast. Please come join us. We would love to have you here at the table.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be really amazing. But Ashley, shout out to you. You were really good. And
I cried
almost multiple times. You had to grab my face and say, Darrell, stop it.
I did. I was like, stop your blubbering.
because it was just really good to, you know, and I'm like that with all my friends. When I see you guys in your element, because I know that, you know, I met all of you guys as artists. And you still are artists at heart. And I love when you get in your element and you do it. It gives me such joy. I'll never forget. I was in college and me and Bray were doing that stupid singing class. And he got up and sang the song where you drop the pen in Purpose, and I'm crying in the front row. You're like, what's wrong with you? And it's just
I'm still looking for it, by the way.
And I, the purpose
not
of the penny.
Penny the
okay, I was looking, I want to know, because sometimes both. But I get so happy for my friends when they like step out and, you know, do what they're born to do. You know, I know we've all taken over different careers and went in different directions, but it just means it. I'm just like, my friends still got it. They still fucking got it.
Oh, we still got it, you know, and it's a lovely thing. Like, there is something magical about what Anthony created at Stonewall. Yeah. Like, you feel the support from everybody.
Yeah.
And it's just like a really good, like, nice and warm and fuzzy feeling.
Shit, I might throw my hat in the ring, get up there
Girl,
and spangle some.
You should.
You know what? What track I would sing, and especially since it's Black History Month and The Color Purple just came out, Too Beautiful for Words. You know, that was my song back in college.
And the thing about Anthony, he does.
I'll give you a little sample. Hold on, 16 bars.
We can't afford it.
Right.
Right.
But Anthony, he makes people feel so good, and I got on stage and sang with Ashley. We did Seasons of Love, and I got to stand next to her and hold her hand while she did the soloist part, which was so cool. Like, in that moment, like it was
I
good.
Know y'all hands were sweaty.
No. By that point, the nerves were gone because honestly, I was three sheets to the wind.
I was completely sober.
Yeah.
Ew, why?
Because alcohol dries my voice out.
And her mom was there.
I mean, but I definitely, the moment that I was done with all my solos, I got a drink immediately because I had been not drinking for like the past week and a half or smoking or anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that's over?
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers to that. Cheers.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey, Barbie.
So, Barbie, what was your week like?
I assume you mean me.
Barbecue.
It's been really hard. I know we're going to talk about it later in the pod, but the media landscape right now is not hot. The First Amendment is, I don't even know, in a tumultuous state right now, especially in, like, we'll talk about this later in the pod too, but especially with Donald Trump back in the game, the First Amendment is just really hard.
She checked back into the game.
It's hard. Yeah. I'm in media, by the way, for those that don't know.
But you have some exciting things coming up. Right.
What?
Aren't you leaving town?
Aren't you giving birth?
I'm Midge and I'm pregnant. And
all right, Midge.
I'm going home to Texas to welcome my fourth niece.
Wow! Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congragaritos.
So, if anyone wants to donate to the niece fund for Braden Bradley, please feel free. You can contact me.
I have his Venmo.
For five cents a day, you too
can sponsor a Bradley.
Right.
Yes. So I'm going home. And I don't have a flight booked back because who knows when the baby will pop out. But yeah, that's happening. Oh,
that and
I didn't know
yeah.
you didn't have a flight back.
No, yeah. ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
So you're pulling a me.
So who the hell's watching these kids?
Meow. Oh, the cat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about that real quick. What's your schedule like?
Shit. I can do like a Tuesday, Thursday, or a Monday, Wednesday.
Oh, that's perfect.
You know,
no worries, no worries.
Like a class
at
schedule
at your earliest convenience.
Thanks. We'll work it out.
Yeah, no problem.
The, as many times as I say, at your earliest convenience in emails, it's getting in the way.
I've always been very envious of friends. I want to say this of friends who have who are uncles or aunts because, like you know, for the longest time, but I finally got to spend time with my actual blood niece, not no like friend who say that Uncle Dorella or anything like that. Not that I'm discounting that, but I got to spend time with my actual blood niece, and walking through the door, she ran up to me and prompted or not, she was like, Uncle Rail? And I was like,
oh, Rail.
So it was just so great. And so
how old is she?
She is 3 and going on 53. Because let me tell you, she had to make me food. She's like, I'm going to make you apples. But it was like these little toy cotton things, and she kept cutting it. And she said, what would you like? Like asking me, like trying to serve me. It was great. It was a really good time.
So
and her dad, my brother Zach, he was like, she doesn't really fool with nobody. He's like, so it's, I said, well, it's because we look alike. Like I look like you and I look like dad. So like it works. She's mm-hmm. like, I know you related to me somehow.
I will say, I think they're more fun when they get to be a little older, like 3. Like right now, my third niece is a little over 1. And she's still in that, like, I don't want to leave daddy. I don't want to leave
daddy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, I paid for everything you're wearing right now.
Yeah.
It's Gino right now.
Yeah. Gene, no.
Yeah.
And you have great uncle, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Great uncle. Because
my nieces and my nieces have kids.
Yeah.
What if you become a great, you probably will, a great, great.
I hope.
Yikes.
I hope so.
Little Melanie has a little baby or something.
Well, she is a baby.
Well, I know. Right. But then it would be she or Nico or Gino would have to give birth.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That is crazy.
It's crazy. Life is very interesting, I tell you.
Yeah, but I'm just excited I'm just trying to get through the year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It just started.
Well.
Brain's already done with it.
We're still in the first month.
It's really hard.
If the first month is like this, imagine what the rest of the year is going to be like.
I'm excited for the rest of this year.
Me too. I feel like it's starting off with a change and with certain positivity. I will say, and we'll talk about it in a little bit when we come back with Hot Topics, I am a little nervous about this upcoming presidential election. I've gotten more nervous as of late. Like, and it's not good.
I know. But before we get into it, should we take a break and fill up our wine glasses? Because I'm going to need a drink for this. And we'll be right back with Darrell and Hot Topics.
Hey, Pride fam. We would love to hear from you, so please feel free to email us at pridetheseries@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at pridethepodcast. Can't wait to hear from you all, and remember to celebrate Pride 365.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hot Topics Corner with Darrell.
Hot Topics.
Yes.
Hot
Topics. Well, who I hope doesn't go Houdini and try to evade the law is Alec Baldwin. Let's talk a little bit about him being convicted. Like, what's going on? Like, he, you know, there was a whole thing that happened at Rust. Poor lady, she passed away.
Passed away. You make it sound like she had like an axe. I mean, it wasn't an accident, but you make it sound like something like, you know, wasn't that. She was shot at point blank.
Well, he was indicted on, you know, involuntary manslaughter, but I think we need to let the courts like continue to go through what they're saying, because I still believe, and we talked about this before on the podcast, there's so many people at play in this. I feel like the props person. I feel like, where was the security and gun handler person that was supposed to be on set? Like, there's just so much more. And listen, if Alec Baldwin, I don't want him to be the only fall guy. You know what I mean? Because then it makes it seem like he personally was like, I know this gun is loaded and I'm going to do this. Uh-huh. So I just want us to be like, I want a full investigation. And listen, I have no, I'm not saying I'm in love with Alec Baldwin or anything, but I'm just saying I've heard that. I think people have actually said, speaking of that, people have said that his impersonation of He Who Shall Not Be Named that he did on Saturday Night Live for a long time was not too far off. They were like, he may be leaning blue, but he's still a mean person like that person.
He treated me like the waitstaff. Not that the waitstaff is a bad thing, but when we had an event once, mm-hmm. and I was like part of his like PR handler, and he thought I was a waiter, and he gave me his empty cocktail. I was like,
That means he's not paying attention.
Not paying attention. But I think I actually agree with what SAG-AFTRA came out with the other day in support of Alec Baldwin and said that actors are not responsible for security and safety on set. They're literally actors. There are other people that are. So I don't know. Yes, he pulled the trigger, but I don't know.
Yeah, let's say during Little Shop, we actually used a real gun.
Yeah.
Who's at fault? Me, because I failed to
correct.
Whatever, like,
well, you didn't put it there. So, well, it wasn't there,
right?
It sure wasn't.
Oh yeah, you're right.
There was no gun.
You never mind.
You,
but I mean,
nobody died.
Nobody died.
So in that case, it was your fault.
But let's say, had you know, and I did place it there, and you did it, and it was real live rounds or whatever. Who then is at fault?
Right, like, because as an actor,
you shot the person. But
as an actor, I would have pulled the trigger because I'm supposed to like have the pop sound or the fake mm-hmm. smoke mm-hmm. or whatever. Like that's what I'm supposed to do as that character.
Yeah.
So actually, maybe who's at fault is the character, not the actor. How about that?
Well, that's how. Never mind. I was gonna say something, and that was not gonna be great. So I saved myself from people coming after me on Twitter. Listen, I think that there's a lot of it in play. I mean, I remember when we did the play, Adam, Nobody Heard Me Cry. It was the last performance everybody came to, and they didn't have a gun. It was before you came in as my recast when we did that show. And,
Oh, yeah.
So that show, the prop person did not set the gun, and we all on stage, and the director yells from the audience, so stupid, he's like, bang! And I was just like,
you were there for that one.
Yeah, they were. Brayden and Tyler.
You and Tyler.
Yep, everybody showed up to the last performance. I was so embarrassed because that's whatever. And I just cussed out that lady too on the last performance too. Cussed her smooth. I told her, I'll drag your ass. yeah, she was just the worst. But yeah, I agree with Brayden. I mean, I think that there's a lot to be said. And I wonder how, speaking of SAG, the unions are going to kind of come into this to kind of protect us.
We got a note from our producer. They were in a break and he was fucking around on set. So it wasn't even like they were rolling. They were, you know, during.
But what if he's a method actor and he was still in character?
I mean,
Brayden is right. There's a lot to consider in this, and
that's a good defense, I suppose.
Yeah, hello.
If he gets a good lawyer, I would absolutely use that defense.
But it don't matter. He's not going to serve time anyway. Yeah. Like he's not going to jail for 18 months. Like he's just.
Maybe he should serve time and then play Donald Trump, his SNL character, while he's in jail as Donald Trump. Because that'd be some good content.
No, it really would be.
That would be great.
So whoever's listening to this, we know y'all listening because we are always ahead of the curve and always somehow or another something always comes up and it's like, oh, look, that was what we were doing 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
looking.
Looking at you looking. I do believe that in terms of Alec Baldwin, he needs to, you know, let's see what the family says too, because I think that there's like a lot of components to this and, you know, we do want to like feel bad for the victim, and we are, you know, that's horrible that what happened. And so she does need justice, but doesn't need to come at the fault of Alec Baldwin. And also, the last point on that is with certain particular celebrities, you know, they're canceled when they do something wrong, but Kevin Spacey is already back working. You know, you got.
Is he though? I know he is, but like.
I mean.
Credible work.
I mean. It's work nonetheless, which means that he's doing SAG available projects, which means the union did not dispel him.
Right.
So he did some film that was, I think it was on Apple TV or something. But
he technically he was proven innocent, which is fucking wild, but technically he's innocent.
Yeah. So, but you know, those stains stay on you, you know, and now it's going to be down to people who want to work with him. But when you realize that everybody is on some bullshit and they're going to work with you regardless. Like, people only want to do public Which they talked about this on The View the other day. It's kind of the next topic I wanted to go into. They talked about on The View about Donald.
Duck?
Sure. They both quacked the same. And they talked about the fact that you have a lot of Republicans right now in the House who literally will say, we don't fool with him, and then publicly go out and say, we endorse him. Yeah. And it's very dangerous because they're like, I don't want this person, but I don't want him to be mad at me. And I don't. I mean, literally, that is it. I mean, Tim.
So he's Jen Shaw.
You would think that he has like, I mean, he probably obviously like a burn book.
He does.
Of just like all these bitches, just dirty laundry.
He's petty.
I mean, Tim Scott was grinning behind him. I saw my
God.
Yeah. He should be ashamed. Like Sunny was talking to you. She's like. Honestly, I'm going to say it because I knew you couldn't on ABC Sunday. He was very coonish, and he was right behind him. He was so far up his ass. Like, it was the most disgusting
thing. Vic, too.
He literally went on thing, and Donald's like, oh, you need to talk? And he got that to say, I just love you. Who does that?
What the fuck? Bro, that is so that you look like a spineless bitch.
I think the Reverend Al Sharpton said it best when he was like, it's just embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
And then what's the other candidate? Vivek. Yeah, he was up there too, just cooning.
Because you know they're all trying to get a place in the cabinet.
Well, duh.
Well, yeah, so I mean, I don't know, I kind of running. But did y'all hear?
Oh my God.
Did y'all hear?
We knew it, Adam.
Y'all hear that the person that he more than likely is considering for vice president is rumored to be Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Uh-huh. Because they said
that
she's somebody. I mean, that would be scary. To go from Kamala to her, my God. Exactly.
Jump scare.
Well, also Tucker Carlson's name's been thrown out there too, which is play that sound again. It's bad. But can I tell you something?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So I know we all fear of what will happen if Trump is reelected, but I think that if Nikki Haley would be doing better, that she could have a potential, more of a chance to beat Biden in the general. So I'm sort of kind of silver lining happy a little bit about Trump, because I think Biden, this is just my opinion, that Biden will still beat him in the general. That's just my opinion.
That was what I was going to ask. It was like, you think that like Biden has enough momentum and supporters still.
I don't know about the they're calling him Genocide Joe right now.
Whoop.
And right now, that's a very hot topic. And
Joe Biden. I don't know if it is, though, because in the polling questions, that the Israel-Gaza war hasn't really risen to the top right now.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Western media is not going to talk about what's actually going on over there.
But we're talking about a lot of Gen Zers who are 18 and up who want to vote. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who are saying we are not voting. They did a thing, I don't know if you saw it, with the young kids the other day, and they had them question, I think it was on ABC, and they were like, what do you guys, and they're like, we're not voting Biden and we're not voting Trump, we're gonna vote for a third party. We already know what happens when third party voters come in.
This is why I hate.
And
eventually, do you think one day a third party person will win?
So I think Smirkanish. I don't know if you guys know Smirkanish. He is.
It's not like you made that up.
Saying like Smirshmorton.
I thought you were being funny.
Smirkanish on CNN. He hosts a show on the weekends, on Saturdays or Sundays, whichever. And he brought up a really good point the other day. He said, third party, that's wonderful. That's a great idea. But in order for a third party to be successful, just like the Republican Party, just like the Democratic Party, it has to start small at the local level. So if you're going to if you're gonna start saying this third party bullshit and you want all of it, that's great. Then start having a third party when it comes to your mayors or your whatever the fuck local offices are held
right.
It's just that
then let it build up. It has to have momentum. You can't have Jill Stein, who nobody knew going into the 2016 election, come and steal votes from Hillary, and then Donald Trump ends up winning. That's not how a party is born.
It's not. Right. But I will tell you those.
Go ahead.
No.
What I was going to say was that I think what Ashley had brought up, these children are mad and they're upset and they are sick and tired, and they're going to do, even if it is, you know, the worst case scenario, like, oh, well, we thrust him back into office, they're still going to, you know, do what they want to do. But then it's going to snowball, and it eventually will work out in their favor.
And let's be very clear. They are the ones who put...
Not in our lifetime.
And let's be clear. they are the ones who put Joe Biden in office. Like, they are the ones who turned out. I mean, they talk about it all the time. The Gen Zers, the kids who went and voted. And when we had this last election, they are the ones who put him in office. Like, they were the overwhelming vote. And that's why there's been so much talk from the Republican Party saying, we need to change the voting age because there's no way they should be voting like this. Now they're very silent because now that they're all coming out in droves saying they're not voting for Joe Biden, they're like, it's fine that the kids vote because they know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I do think in our lifetime we will see a third party.
I hope.
I mean, I did not think I would ever see a black president. TBH.
Yeah.
Well, I never really thought about it. I never thought I'd see Donald Trump as president.
That I mean, too. A female vice president.
Yeah.
You know, like, we
all those things I really didn't think I would see in my life. I knew it eventually would happen.
But you know what we're not going to see in our lifetime? Ron DeSantis becoming the president. Because his. She took her heels off, baby. She took off her stilettos, pumps.
And the club.
Like, put him in the closet because
along with
she
herself.
Withdrew. She withdrew.
Good for her.
And
good.
Then, but then idiot. Used a fake Winston Churchill, yes. Or it was an incorrect.
It wasn't even Winston Churchill who said that.
Oh my God.
He quoted Winston Churchill and said it was him because he found something online that was not quoted correctly.
Idiot.
Just fucking idiot.
Yes.
But I mean, what do you expect? Like, he literally, you see the wheels turning. Like, it's like you see on his face, okay, now smile. And it's like,
no.
It's so creepy. Ew. I've stumbled onto some TikToks that like go in on it and they're like, watch this moment. And it's just him, like, you can see the gears
you
turning.
You know what it is? Donald Trump is a Joker. And Ron DeSantis is Two-Face from the Christopher Nolan Batman world. And it is because Ron, at one point, we didn't hear anything about him. And people seemed pretty like, he didn't bother people. He wasn't doing all of this like, let's erase black studies. Let's erase gay people. Let's do all. He was literally not doing any of that. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, he got this, which again, I feel like Trump has made a stain on this country because he again made people who may have been on the edge about things or maybe not care at a point come out and say, like, we're going to attack all of these things at the same time.
Yeah.
Because Ron DeSantis, I honestly didn't hear that name until Donald Trump came along.
Absolutely. I had no idea who he was.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know where Florida was.
Yeah, no.
That's fair.
You saw Florida just passed a sweeping law restricting kids who are under 16 to, they won't be able to sign up for any social media platforms.
Really? I'm not mad at that.
I wasn't either.
I'm not upset about that.
Yeah, you know,
because
you remember,
maybe if they didn't have social media,
it's
because
we're millennials.
Party.
We didn't grow up on social media.
But my concern is the reason why they're doing it, because I feel like they're doing it so kids are not going to be as informed about what's going on in politics, so they won't be able to have a voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know how much we hate Florida, but props to Florida for flipping one of their House congressional seats to
blue. Yes, that's good. I mean, listen, I feel like every time we win something, something is taken away. So I'm just like, well, what's going to be taken away?
You know, the pendulum, two steps forward, 1,000 back.
But I want the pendulum just to like sway forward and backward instead of left or right. When's that going to happen?
You back and forth.
Back and forth. Well, some things has been taken away. Kind of going into that is Che Diaz actor Sarah Ramirez has been axed from And Just Like That.
Sarah Ramirez.
There we
and
go.
And that's like fact.
That I think.
According to a bunch of different places, but yes. BuzzFeed News. Sorry, I can't see. I got my glasses on, y'all. Y'all ain't got my glasses on. The lights
out. Where are your glasses?
Bitch, I don't know. I need to find some glasses, but yes.
Our producer said you could zoom in on that tablet of yours.
Okay. Damn.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Technology.
Wow. I still can't see, but
I bet old-ass Joe knows how to do that.
She don't.
I don't know. Is he falling or stuttering? Anyway.
Neither.
he is. You talking about Joe Biden?
Nearer.
Robinette.
I was talking about Joe Dirt.
Oh.
Well, life's a garden. Dig it.
So what do you guys think about that? Do you know, there's been speculation coming out that she was let go particularly because of
they
were let go. Well, actually, they.
What are Sarah's pronouns?
She actually uses she, they. She uses she, they. She uses she, they.
I thought it was just they for the show.
Yeah, I think so. But she uses she, they in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So they were let go from And Just Like That, and people are saying that it's maybe be because their stance on Palestine and what's going on over there. However, you know, it seems like it might be because no one really took to the character. However, they doubled down on that after the first season when everyone didn't take to the character. And I personally thought that they wrote the character, in my opinion, better in the second season. And a lot of that had to do with them breaking up with Miranda, them trying to figure out their own, and them not being so pompous at a certain point. I think that the character ended in a good spot. So if they don't come back, I'm not upset about it. But I wouldn't be mad if they did come about it. What do you guys think?
So this is what I've been reading, is they were already, producers were already planning on letting Sara Ramirez go because of just that. And Just Like That. Because they had broken up with Miranda. So what's the point of Shay's storyline if they're not connected to one of the main characters in And Just Like That?
And not working with Carrie either.
And not working with Carrie. Like, why do they need to be there?
Even though her and Carrie became, like, weird, like, close friends. It was very weird in the scenes that they had. Because I was just like, why are they, like, hanging out?
Anywho, that's what Shay or Sara Ramirez's argument is.
I honestly... glad, because I just didn't think she brought anything. Was cringy. They were cringy. Like,
I don't want to downplay Sara.
I don't know. I'm not saying that Sara is a bad actor.
She's a tremendous actor.
Because, like,
she has attorney.
I'm not taking away from, like, their talent.
You think maybe,
but
the character
wasn't fleshed out. I think it was just very. It was irresponsible, really.
Do you think, like, they were just trying to fit in a trans storyline to be
modern? They were just there. I feel like, especially with this new show, because of how problematic
the original
Sex
show
and the
was
City
very
was.
Problematic.
So I think they were trying to, like, we need to check these boxes. Like, FAFSA, you got to make sure you have all these things.
They checked all the boxes.
But they checked it in a way. They checked it in a way where it's not okay, because what they did is they gave each of the white lady leads a black talk to, or a person of color talk to.
Yeah, like a sidekick.
Carrie has Seema, who I love. You know, Miranda had Shay, and she had, they all kind of shared Shay, but then Miranda also had Professor Naya, and then Chris, what is the name, Charlotte, she had
Nicole Harris Parker's
character, which they had to keep her, you know, in proximity to whiteness because, you know, because of Kristen Davis's character. Yeah, I mean, and Kristen Davis's character, honestly. So it's just... Yeah, I mean, listen, I like seeing the scene. Actually, I talked about this, seeing the scene of those women together. Like Seema was hanging out with Naya, like, on, like, separate from them. It's like, they don't have to all just only be in scenes when their white counterparts are on. That's not great.
Yeah.
But hey, what is, before we head to break, and, you know, we can talk about this a little in the next segment, but
yeah, we're gonna roll over to the next segment. We got some more hot topics.
The what's going on with Anne Hathaway?
Anne have a her way.
I know, that's right. That's my sis. Oscar winner.
She
Anne
a whole
Hathaway.
Lot of woman.
Oscar winner.
Let's take a break because I need another drink to talk about Anne have it her way and what's all going on in the media.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back.
All right, now. I love to hear it.
I don't wait.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Congratulations to Danielle Brooks. Snaps
yes,
for her.
Snaps.
Yes,
for her.
Yes.
Did y'all watch the video of
finding out?
Yes.
It was so good.
I missed
that. We'll send it on.
Okay,
over.
I'll have to watch
it. Well, she's in New Zealand right now working on a project.
I wonder if she's working on the second season of. Actually, what was the show that she did? You introduced us to. It was. With John Cena.
Having
a brain fart. That was like, there's the bird.
Right, yeah. We'll come back with that, so you guys can check that out. But
put
it's,
a pin in that.
It's great to see her.
Yeah,
her.
Nominated. Yeah. You called it, but
I literally walked out of that theater when I saw, I said, Danielle's got this.
Peacemaker.
Yeah. I said, Danielle got this, and honestly, I think the supporting actors between her and Divine Joy Randolph. I heard The Holdovers is a fantastic movie.
So I am a little underwhelmed. But
you watched it?
I did.
Okay.
But hold on.
Because you were talking about...
I brought
about,
up Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Right. Okay, right. So she walked off set of the Vanity Fair shoot because, first of all, Vanity Fair didn't even tell her there was this Condé United strike happening. So what's happening with Condé is... they're all unionizing. It's not just Condé now. It's now Dot Dash Meredith. It's now people of New York Daily News. It's now people of Forbes. And there's been a shit ton of layoffs from LA Times to NBC News. Just it's the media world is absolutely in turmoil right now. I was talking about a little bit earlier. Really scared for my job. Really scared for the free press. Really scared for the First Amendment. Really scared for democracy. Really scared for everyone's freedom and civility in this teared up country. Anyway, Anne Hathaway, her way. She found out about all of this during the middle of her Vanity Fair shoot, and she said, "Hell no!" And she walked out. She walked out of her shoot and said, "Hell no." So that's what's happening in the media, and it all spurred the day that the Oscar nominations came out because a lot of publications at Condé, like Vanity Fair, GQ, Allure, Glamour, they all obviously cover the Oscars because it's a big cultural moment in time, especially in Q1. It's award season, blah, 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 blah. So they were calling on subscribers and viewers and social followers to not click, not repost, not reshare any of their articles because they wanted to prove a point that when we are not working, your ad revenue, your clicks, which directly affects ad dollars, will go down extremely. So I'm interested to see what that data looks like coming out of the Oscar noms, which happened on Tuesday, I believe it was. Anyway, that's what happened.
Well, she really is the princess of Genovia because I think
get off the grass.
I think that she I've always liked Anne Hathaway, and I actually talked about this with all of you guys, I think, at one point. When did the world start hating Anne Hathaway and Jennifer Lawrence and Jennifer Lopez? And is it just social media? Because it seems like most people like them. And I don't know when we started saying we hate these three women.
For I can tell you when it was for me for J-Law. It was when around, you know, she was being nominated for every Oscar. She was in like every movie. And then she did that horrendous rendition of Mystique.
So and you hate her because she was great and then she got stuck in
no
a
it, I don't I don't think I hated her I just hated her presence I like think she just felt
I don't
like
your face
it was just like
you should
everywhere.
Feel the same way though about Taylor Swift.
I mean, look, do I think that they're going way overboard on the coverage? Absolutely. Like, it's getting a little obnoxious. Like, it's just like, girl, well, but not only for us, but for her too. Like, I'm sure she's like, oh my God. Like,
I'm sure J-Law felt the same way.
Shit. I can't. I don't know. Yeah. You know. But now, yes, Taylor actually had her second stalker almost break in like the last 3 days.
Oh my God.
Well, she got him. She should stop telling people that she lives in Tribeca. Like, we all know where you live.
And yeah. Brayden, yes, and telling people this is the outside of my apartment.
Right.
She took a
Shut
picture
the
other
up,
day
you idiot.
On her story. She said, outside my building for a nightly stroll. And I'm like, Taylor,
don't do that.
Everyone can just walk in Tribeca.
Everybody knows her address. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
That's wild.
But don't nobody know J-Law's address.
Anyway,
what
I think,
was that?
Yeah, what was what that?
I'm afraid that was a wrong answer.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Anyway, talk and people talk. And
yeah.
Like, when you are a diva or when you're an asshole, your reputation precedes you and people talk.
Yeah, I think it's like that with Rue Girls. It's like based off of truth and then it caught wildfire through social media.
Yeah, and that was I think that timing is when social media started like a big old boom. So
you know what it also is, actually, like I also think, and maybe I'm wrong, is that like what is happening is a lot of celebrities, once they become celebrities, they require a certain amount of I don't want to be bothered. That one person can take a story of their interaction. Like, for example, America Ferrera, who's currently nominated for, because I want to bring that up because no one on The View did. I'm ashamed of y'all for saying that Ryan was the only person nominated. And that is very upsetting because America, they were like, the only person nominated was Ryan. That is fake news. America Ferrera was nominated for Best Supporting as well.
Yeah.
And that is, and as a Latino actor, and also for you guys to erase, not The View, America, to erase Coleman Domingo as a black Afro-Latina Latino actor who was nominated. That's crazy.
Who?
So the world, like, they when they put out the original statement about Latinas and Latinos being nominated,
Latinx.
He was not present. They didn't have a picture of him. Mm-hmm. And that is crazy because Coleman Domingo is Afro-Latino. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
So,
yeah, he is.
So, America, yeah. I mean,
Domingo.
Dick. Domingo.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't know why I didn't think that. It didn't like click, but yeah, Domingo.
Ashley told me that the other day. I said, you're right.
yeah, I mean,
the only Domingos I know are Mexican.
Domingo. Oh, he's probably Afro-Latino.
No, he is. He talked about it when he was on The View last
week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's so fine. And also upcoming next, he's actually going to be playing Joe Jackson in the Michael Jackson biopic.
That's going to be epic.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like him.
No, because it's going to be too real.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. He's gonna be great.
The Oscars are shady as hell.
Shady as fuck.
Okay,
so let's talk about these snubs.
Oh, one quick thing. I also want to say he's also gonna
be playing. Yes, thank you, Darrell. Nat King Cole.
Yes. Oh,
so Coleman Domingo is working. Blowing up.
She's that girl.
Hey, Coleman.
Okay, Coleman.
Hey, Domingo.
So yeah, America. Like I was America gonna say, real quick, the experience that happened with America, where our friend of the pod, was David Davila.
Bitch, I was there too. Adam was, yeah. We were walking down. It was 9th Ave. We were walking uptown to Boxers. Actually, we were heading to Boxers. May they rest in pieces. Not pieces. Boxers. My mistake.
I was gonna say pieces.
Blockheads. Blockheads.
Okay. Yes, yeah. That rest in peace.
So anyway, we were walking, and I was like, "Oh my god, that's America!" I was like, "America, America, can we get a picture?" She's like, "I'm sorry, I'm on my way." And it was, you know, of course, she was on her way.
I mean,
but of course, I was like, "Bitch,
I would
stop
say,
and take a picture with right. me."
What would you say? I would say,
"Cater to me,
thing.
Right? But why aren't you sucking my dick?"
But your moment of that, because there's a lot of people like bring kind of brought up about social media, because social media people feel like they have certain access to these people's lives because they're actors, because you get access in some ways, so they feel like, oh, I know you and I pay your. I really hate when people are like, if it wasn't for me, I pay your bills, and it's like,
yeah,
okay,
you remember,
but that I also tell the NYPD that, and that is true.
Oh my god, I mean, you tell that to everybody.
That is true.
It's like
I wish
that,
you would pay my bills.
It was like that guy that was at the Bianca drag show and was just like, you need to watch what you say. Because the Hispanic community pays your bills. And she's like, well, I wish the Hispanic Hispanic community would pay their bills.
Oh, ooh. God.
I was like, God damn, Bianca, that was quick.
No, she's quick.
She's very
it.
Quick with it.
It's
quickly.
Yeah. But anyway.
But that's not nice.
Well,
I don't know.
If you want to smoke like Candace said, here go.
If you're going to hit the king, you better kill the king.
Yeah, I know that's right.
So, yeah. You know, it snaps for America. That's amazing.
Yes.
I wonder if she feels like, not survivor's guilt, but, you know, in that realm of just like.
She made a statement already.
Well,
pissed.
Of course, her and Ryan did. Yeah. And it's not fair that they had to.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they did because, you know, it is like, what the fuck?
But let's
why
not
is Margot?
Like we haven't loved Ryan Gosling since 1987. Like,
oh,
let's
no.
Keep,
I've,
let's keep it above.
Right. I've
he
loved.
He is a very treasured actor. People mm-hmm. love Ryan Gosling. I absolutely expected him to be nominated. Margot Robbie has always been a particular taste for people. I like
she's
her.
She's never run an Oscar.
No.
Right. And so
she's never nominated, right?
Yeah, she was nominated
no,
for
I,
Tonya.
She has?
Okay. I, Tonya.
I, Tonya.
Yeah, duh, are you kidding me?
Right.
Do you know who Margot Robbie is? Hello.
Harley Quinn.
I definitely feel bad for America because she just can't enjoy this because everybody's talking about Margot was snubbed and Greta was snubbed.
And I'm
leaving
sure,
her out of the conversation.
And I'm sure she feels some sort of way because you know there are some people out there that are like the only, hello? Quiet on set. And I'm sure people are out there are like, well, she only got it because of affirmative action. Like, mm-hmm. you know, they're checking boxes. And, you know,
so
that just sucks for her.
I think, obviously, America was phenomenal in the film. But I think that script written by Greta, the adapted screenplay, which Greta is nominated for, which I think she might win. I think that script and that speech really, really helped America get the nom.
Yeah.
Because she was given those lines.
Right. Right. She
actually,
was, okay.
Talk about this. You talked about this the other night in the car.
Give her a monologue.
About the fact of how can shows or movies win, and then the writers, like the whole thing, we were like, a writer can't win.
You wouldn't be able to
win.
Act without the writing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think some nominations should go hand in hand. And then it's just like, it's obviously politics.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other 100%. Explanation because it doesn't make any sense. Like, mm-hmm. clearly America's speech in Barbie was like, the big thing that everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like that's what gave her most of the attention. Not that she didn't do a good performance throughout, but like, you know, that was the
I would like that was the meat
and potatoes.
I would
like to see her do it yeah. again. I would like to see her do it again. I have some notes on it.
I don't think so. Damn.
I don't think she needs your notes.
I don't
she
think
doesn't,
she,
but I'm happy
I have my BFA. Okay.
I pay her bills.
I don't think that I don't
I have my degree in this, baby.
I don't think that girl, I don't think that working uh-huh. actors need our notes, but I think that
I'm a working actor. I act like I like going to work.
I hear that.
And play, the Oscar and them. The Oscar goes to From Under Rios. I know that's right.
Play one of them funky sound cues.
Find something to work.
I don't, yeah. That's yeah. what I just think.
That's fine.
I act like I like going to work.
Yeah. So moving on, I okay. wanted to ask. Saltburn isn't couldn't qualify for nominations, right?
I think no, it could. Too... It was. I think it was snubbed. Right?
It was completely
oh, snubburn?
Left out.
Yikes!
Rugburn.
Okay. Snubburn.
Okay. Right. Shut up.
Because okay. it was just like.
That was
good.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Yeah, that was really good. I was like, wow, that's funny. All right, go ahead.
Bianca ain't got nothing on me. Okay, what?
You know, for me, I genuinely thought Saltburn would get something, even if it would just be...
cinematography? That was,
that
was beautifully
too.
Shot.
Yeah, oh my God.
It was beautifully shot.
It beautifully was. Shot.
I think the homosexual Barry, undertones.
Is it an original screenplay or
yes,
adapted?
An original screenplay. Original. I thought for sure it would get at least that nom. But because she got it for, what was her first film that went, that was really.
Who was the director?
Oh. It starts with ever.
Or are you talking about the writer?
The writer.
Who was the writer? I can't remember.
I can't remember her name.
What's her name? She wrote.
Oh, she was the writer and the director. Promising Young Woman.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Which was great.
Carrie
was awesome.
Emerald Fennel.
Yeah, it was that. It was such. Stop. It was okay. It was really, really good. I'm surprised. I just think he's that key.
I mean, I think the
Barry.
I think the gay undertones. You know, someone made a joke on Twitter that they were like, Jacob Elordi is gay for pay. Because
100%.
Because they realized that
I pay his bills too.
right. They said that a lot of people who are enjoying him happens to be gay men. Gay men are thirsting after him, and then women right behind that, obviously. But you know, Jacob did another movie recently called He Went That Way, and I feel like personally, I watched a movie, very interesting movie. It was based off of real life, and I think that for me particularly. We are putting him in these spaces that I'm not sure that he should be in terms of, because, you know, there's the whole term, we've talked about it before on the podcast, about gay baiting. And I, you know, watching the trailer to that film, I'm like, oh, this is going to be this. And it wasn't that. So that kind of, to me, was a letdown because I, you know, Zachary Quinto was the lead in that. Very interesting movie. If you guys can check it out. Do check it out, and then we'll come back later on the podcast, probably in a week or so, because I want to talk about it as a group, because I want to watch it together with the rest of the co-hosts.
Well, already know what happens.
Well, it's a real life story, so you should.
Oh,
yeah. So you didn't know that.
I did not.
Okay. So well, you ain't gonna talk.
Best
no
original
mo.
Screenplay.
No mo. No more.
No mo.
Okay.
All right.
that is my favorite, y'all. So stupid.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were just so shady, the Oscar, the Academy.
Well, what do you think? Did you guys watch The View when Whoopi said there are no snubs? Mm-hmm. And she was like, not everybody can win everything. Not everything can be nominated. So there's no such thing.
Of course, we know that, Whoopi.
Right.
Not too much of my mama now.
Listen, I love Whoopi, but I do think she is a little disconnected. You know, it's been a long time since she's been working as an actor constantly.
Sure.
And she's also on the Oscar board, I believe. Yeah. So
I bet she didn't vote for
she did.
Margot. No, I know she voted, but I bet she didn't vote for Margot or Greta. Is that what she's saying?
Probably not. Yeah. But so she was just like, listen, we all vote. And so she was like, it just didn't like.
It didn't hit.
But
it didn't give
like,
what it should have gave.
I'm like, I understand what you're saying, Whoopi, but like for Barbie specifically, it feels very pointed.
Yeah.
Well, Ashley.
It's like you missed the point of the movie. How is most of the glory, even with like the Critics' Choice Awards and all, most of the glory is going to the male stuff.
No, they literally, the Oscar nominations literally did what the Barbie movie was pointing
out. Exactly. Like, they missed the whole point, and there's no way it's just,
I don't know if they missed it. I think what you just said earlier is, like, I think they did it.
They did it on purpose. And so it's just, like, it just kind of feels like a slap in the face. I know. You know? And it's just kind of like, all right. So, and then with, like, Color Purple not really getting anything except for Danielle, which is great. And, you know, Saltburn being left out. I mean, if it is eligible, I'm not 100% sure, but people kept talking about it being a snub.
I mean, it came out in, I think, November.
Yeah. So, like, I think it's just kind of like, I mean, I feel like the Oscars have been shady for quite some time. I remember when, what's his name died? Oh, gosh.
Heath.
Black Panther.
Yes.
Oh,
Chadwick. And they changed the order and put Best Actor as last and made and hyped it up to make it seem like he was going to win the Oscar, and then he didn't. Mm-hmm. I was just like, this is tacky.
At the Critics' Choice Awards, they didn't even, and Chelsea Handler had to go impromptu and say, hey, Greta and Margot just won for this movie. I'm not even going to follow the script. They deserve to get recognition, come up here and give a speech. So it was awesome. So yeah. My question is, after the critics, after the SAGs, after the Emmys, after the Golden Globes, they were all talking about how bullshit it is about white executives. That was all the jokes. That was all the jokes. So do you think the white executives who are on the Oscar board who voted were fucking mad?
I think they don't give a fuck.
I don't think they give a fuck, but, you know, listen, I'm going to say this. I have a quote.
This is a safe space. It's just us.
Whoopi, I love you.
Brave yet
but
controversial.
Last year, Whoopi said, unfortunately, my film Till was not nominated, but we do want to congratulate all the nominees because many of them have been here, and it's wonderful to say congrats, so that's what we'll do. And it's from E! News when she discussed this on The View. Whoopi called the Till Oscars a snub on The View.
I thought there were no snubs.
So the word snub was used then. And if I would have been sitting at the table, I would have been like, let's argue, sis, because you did say that your film was snubbed because you guys worked too hard to get that done.
Why don't you tweet that?
I love Whoopi and I don't want to get in no smoke.
You want me to tweet it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Heather. Heather, don't want no smoke.
I don't want
Let's take a break and talk about that shit.
Yes.
Oh my God. Let's come back.
Okay.
Oh, he sounds so sexy.
Guess I'm selfish.
That was Selfish by Justin Timberlake just dropped. And we are back.
Justin Timberlake.
I've always subbed for Justin Timberlake.
I said simped.
Oh, simped. Yeah, I mean him too. That too.
I thought you meant sub NASA.
That's that, yeah. Hey, guys, welcome back.
Oh, hey, everybody.
And we're back. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And we're here with Adam's Sports Corner. We got a quick little update. So, unfortunately, Coco Gauff did not advance to the Australian Open final.
Damn.
She did succumb.
None for Glenn Coco.
It was a... No.
That's good. None for Glenn Coco.
It was a rematch of the U.S. Open final with Sabalenka and Coco. And Sabalenka got the best of her. I just don't think Coco was, like, mentally there. She was exhausted from the match prior. Like, she had to go three-setter.
Wasn't she eating sushi?
No. That was Sloane Stephens.
Oh.
Ooh.
When they, like, panned into her bench, you saw, like, some like two things of sushi.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. It's just strange.
People usually eat, like, peanut butter or fruit or, you know.
A protein bar, gel, a banana, orange fruit.
Sushi.
No, absolutely. It's just 100. Strange. It's because just like it's like 100 degrees in Australia. Like, I don't think
you're eating hot sushi.
Yeah. She was cooked. Okay.
Yeah, it was
like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And then she had like some smoothies, and I was like, oh, bitch, she's gonna eat that in the locker room. She's gonna take it with her. No, she left everything. I was like, oh,
maybe it was hot.
That's weird.
It was hot.
So unfortunately, Coco did not make it. But what is her name? It's the first Chinese tennis player to make it to the finals. That's the men. No one cares about them.
No, that's right.
Okay. They are not Knuff.
We are Qinwen Zhang.
That's great. We also did not talk about Lily Gladstone really quickly. Adam, I'm sorry to interrupt your sports corner, but
yeah,
I got on.
We need to reevaluate.
No. I want you to continue. Okay. I just wanted to say, because I got onto The View for not saying something about America Ferrera. We did not say something about Lily Gladstone, mm-hmm. who was the first Native American to be nominated in the Best Actress. So I just want to say congratulations to her. Back to sports corner.
Yeah, so Quinn Winzhang is she advanced to the finals. This is her first majors final. That's amazing. Congratulations to her. Wish her luck for Saturday. What else is going on in the sports world? Texas State.
Our alma mater.
You have the link. Pull that up real quick. Yeah, our alma mater is in some hot water because they recruited a quarterback who was going through a sexual harassment case. And so some people are like, why would you even do that to begin with? And their statement was just cut dry. He is not enrolled in school. Like, he pulled out. Like, he's not going
to
be a student of ours.
They tried to get away with it.
And it was like, that's it. There's no apology. Like, oh, we, you know, our apologies of bringing on a student athlete who is problematic or blah, 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 blah.
Yep. Jaden DeLora is his name.
Jaden DeLora.
He... was Arizona transfer, mm-hmm. and he went to the Bobcats, and he settled a civil lawsuit that stemmed from a 2018 sexual assault case. According to the lawsuit, which was originally filed in December 2021, DeLora and a teammate at St. Louis High School in Honolulu, Hawaii, pleaded guilty in juvenile court to second-degree sexual assault. The incident occurred in 2019, shortly after St. Louis won the Interscholastic League of Honolulu football championship. Both the plaintiff and defendants were minors at the time of the assault. Neither DeLora nor his teammate served jail time.
Thank you, Sonny.
So,
welcome.
Yes, you know, I'm honestly just surprised that Texas State. Well, I mean, they weren't going to do anything. He pulled out, never mind.
Yeah, they tried to get away.
They tried to get away with it because Texas Tech. What?
No. I thought a good joke was going to come from you. And I was like,
what,
no.
Pull out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You thought about it.
I'm trying to let Adam have his little funky
your
corner.
Eyes lit up, and I said, don't do it, Miss Seeley.
So, yeah, Texas Tech has a starting member of their basketball team who...
My producer is saying in my ear, don't be a hater. Okay. Got it.
Who is currently under investigation for an assault that happened in the Bahamas when they were there for a tournament over Christmas holiday. He's still playing. He's still starting. Yes, there is no investigation. I mean, they're still investigating. Nothing has come of it yet, you know, whatever. But people are like, well, why is he still getting to play? Like, why are we still...
People that aren't from Texas. Because, Adam, let's be real. Think about when we were in school, how many students, and this is just on base level. This isn't about sexual assault. This is how many students were, it was football Friday night. They were failing because the rule was if you were failing classes, you could not play. How many coaches would go in and be like, let me give you a 70-something, like at least a 70, so you can make a C because we need you as our quarterback, our running back, our lineman, our safety, all of that. We need that on a Friday night.
Which is crazy that they even cared because Texas State was never known for football. They suck.
It's because of this season they made it to a bowl game. Mm-hmm. Like, this is their first bowl game ever.
Oh,
they qualified.
Bowl game. Like, yeah. They always make it to a bowl game.
No. Yeah, it was the All-State.
I'm going to get to a bowl game. Let me hit this bowl.
Yeah.
But
Texas State is also known for some shady sexual shit. I mean, you remember when we were in college in our apartments, we literally had a rape whistle installed in our walls. Y'all remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Texas State was known before we went there as the, like,
number one party school.
Yeah. Well, that.
Bitch,
but,
I think we were number one.
Like, yeah, hey! But it was number one party school. But
and then we left and they went down.
It was like number two or three, like, and STDs and all of that. Like, it was really, really big.
Mm-hmm.
So
I do have one more sports update. Yep. Right now, LSU and South Carolina are playing, and South Carolina is undefeated. They're 16-0. LSU is 15-2. They're in the SEC conference, so it's like two top rivals are going head-to-head right now, and it's just like a battle, and I'm obsessed.
That's amazing.
We'll be back next week with that update and all that drama because, you know, Kim Mulkey's going to have some going on.
Well, who do you think, before we leave Sports Corner, who do you think, Adam, because I asked you the other day about who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl, who do you think is going to be the teams in the Super Bowl?
I would love to see, obviously, the Chiefs because I'm just, I love Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes. I was a Chiefs fan before she came in. But yeah, you know, Taylor, duh. And then the Lions. the Detroit Lions, because they, I don't know when the last time they made it out of nowhere. Yeah, it came out of nowhere. And I love it because Eminem is having a little resurgence. He's all at the games. People are like, hey, yeah, you know.
I'm excited for Usher.
I'm excited for Reba.
It's Usher Bieber.
Reba, too. Mm-hmm.
She's a survivor.
She's a single mom who works two jobs. She never
loves
stops.
Her kids. I'll tell you.
She never stops.
You know who never stops? Monica.
Monica. Listen.
And she was, I mean, she was a coach for this season.
Monica
was like, you going to do this. You going to do that. We're going to have this.
Monica Nikki Fowler Garcia. Let me tell you something. I will say it to the day I croak. These bitches worked, and it's kind of upsetting to me that all of these women are like, we would have had an amazing season anyways. No, you wouldn't. We would have had bad weather still in turmoil. We would have had Meredith and Lisa still talking about the rumors and the nastiness. We would have had Angie talking about Jen Shaw. The thing is,
we need that soundbite.
And we do need that. Yeah. And I told Ashley, like, and Adam, we were watching the other day, if it wasn't also, let's go back, and I know Brain will appreciate it. If it wasn't for Jen Shaw, they literally talked about Jen the entire season. And Monica only came onto the show and was cast because in her casting, she said, oh, I was Jen Shaw's ex-assistant who literally was a witness in her trial. This show is still about Jen Shaw, and they will never escape Jen Shaw. They're going to be talking about, now next season, they're going to be talking about Monica, they're going to be talking about Jen Shaw.
Jen Shaw is panini pressed in prison right now.
I think she's loving it.
You think so?
I think she's loving it. She's like, I'm in prison and I'm still on the show.
She has anger problems. So you know she is throwing pudding at somebody's head.
Every housewife has anger problems.
Right. But she likes to throw things. She obviously likes to get physical, give people black eyes, break glasses.
Like, oh my God. I love that scene at the party. And she just chunks that.
We're
fucking
talking about
drink.
Fucking Mary.
Yeah.
But like, Lisa, Mary who fucked her grandfather.
Where's the lie? Lisa Rinna has done it. Ramona Singer has done it. Everybody has broken
Teresa,
a
Teresa Giudice.
Teresa Giudice literally.
Lisa Rinna.
But Teresa Giudice started it. And I think that, here's the thing. What Jen Shaw did to the elderly and all those people is absolutely wrong, and we completely denounce that. However, I do want to say that, like, Monica reinvigorated this show, and she brought this cast, and she woke them up. And there is no reason, like, I think that when people say we don't want to film with someone, then casting, and Andy, and I said this yesterday, Andy does not need to host the reunions anymore because he is too biased. The fact that certain housewives can text him and say certain things, cut the bullshit. You shouldn't be that close with your boss unless everybody across the board can be that close with him. That's not okay. He needs to give that up. And honestly, he don't need to be hosting the Traitors reunion because Alan Cumming should be doing it. He's the host. Yeah, Andy don't need to have
his
hand.
He hosts the Traitors reunion? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because half of the cast is housewives.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Or from Bravo. But I think Andy really fucked up in the last reunion at Salt Lake where he was telling Monica she wouldn't have been cast if producers knew that she was Dita Von Teese or whatever.
He is a liar.
And Monica said, well, I did.
That is why they cast her.
Monica's like, I...
She literally said, okay.
My first interview, yeah. I literally said... Okay. Why would she not? It only helps in her favor to be cast.
I think that the reason why they cast her.
And that is also why they fired her, because she called Andy out. Andy does not like people calling him out. That is very much why Carol Radswell was let go from New York, because she literally said, you sitting here, you scared of Bethany? What's wrong with you? And the next season, Andy said she out. Dorinda cussed him out on pause. Lisa Rinna was like, fuck everything, on pause.
Fuck everything.
Phaedra undermined him and was like, the producers told me about Ken. On pause. Yep. Like every time that happens, Andy, the girl is gone. Mm-hmm. And you have to kind of look at the
put
problem.
Her on ice. I believe that Monica could come back.
I think Monica is definitely coming back. She'll probably get married or something. Monica in love.
Whitney and Meredith
are going to have some sort of presence on Broadway.
Whitney and Meredith are going to be the first two to forgive her. You, as Caroline Manzo said, you heard it here first.
The reason I think she got fired, it was also kind of the same thing with like Rue Girls that get shunned by Rue, is because she was like, we're making a show, people. Like, this is our real life. She loves to break the fourth wall. But come on, Andy. Why wouldn't you cast someone who was doing all this?
Love when the fourth wall is broken.
Exactly. That's why we're eating this shit. That's why they changed the editing.
Like, they show people in the control room and, like, you know, doing a countdown. Mm-hmm. Queens walking. Like, they want to see the PAs and, like,
and if people are going to be fired,
Sorry, Heather Gay should also be fired. She put a producer life and family
at
risk.
Oh my God, she lied to production.
She did. That it could have been a producer or PA that hit me in the eye. She kept this lie going for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And as Candace Dillard said, you sat there in your proximity to whiteness.
And
you were able
to
do something, because let's be clear. As much as Monica was wrong, Mary Cosby crazy, Jen did what she did, they were all women of color who was maligned by an all-white cast who live in Utah. Let's not be crazy that Lisa Barlow has multiple times donated and voted for Trump. Let's be like, when Mary sat on that couch and said Mormonism is racism, she was not lying.
No, she
and
wasn't.
That was the moment that Mary was very lucid. She was like, come on. And guess what? The girls was like, yeah, you right. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Heather and Whitney were like, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Because they are.
But Mary shouldn't have just called out Whitney for being racist, because Heather is Mormon. Obviously, Lisa's Mormon, blah, blah, blah.
There is something, I think, the same as like Garcelle and Dorit, where like Dorit just triggers Garcelle. I think Whitney triggers Mary.
Well, I think it's also the microaggressions. Mm. And people don't talk about microaggressions enough. So
I experienced it all my life.
Every day.
Yeah. So I think that
Jorge.
Is a little bit of... They called you Jorge?
I had a manager when I was
a
server.
That's a macroaggression.
I know. But he... I was like walking around and he turned the corner and was like, Jorge, come with me. And I was like,
no, that's
whatever.
Just racist.
Absolutely.
But I guarantee to you, Monica's going to have a show with her mother and Iyanla Van Zandt is going to be their
you
therapist.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Monica and her mom, they were like really.
It was cringe.
Like, I do believe Monica obviously knew like this is going to be good TV. My mom on there. But at the same time, I really do think like she like her mom gets under her skin like none other. And she would rather not deal with her.
Well, it would be like,
but if
cut the cameras, dead ass, her and her mama. What was her name?
Who?
Monica's mom?
No. From
Candy?
No. Not Housewives. I can't remember her name, but she had the moment with it. So Rocket.
Black China.
Black China and her mama.
Right.
That shit was wild. They came
scrapping.
To blows.
But I think if Monica and her mama got a check from NBC, Universal, and Bravo, they would put all this shit on TV.
Huh?
I said, if Monica and her mama got a check from NBC, Universal, and Bravo, they would put all this shit on TV.
Absolutely.
They know what they're doing.
LD Millionaire. That's her name on Twitter. Y'all follow her, LD Millionaire.
Who?
Monica's mama is LD Millionaire.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hmm. On Twitter. I mean, listen, I do want to keep it because like we want to talk about the lifestyle. So actually pose the lifestyle question to us for the week.
And I'm not peeling an orange.
You gonna peel that orange for me? I'm gonna ask you every day to peel me an orange,
no.
And
a
one day you're gonna.
Update.
No, I'm not. And all
I
these
did.
Producers in this room right now asked me to peel their goddamn orange.
Did you do it on Shirav?
I did.
What and what happened?
I know what he said.
He said. And then just kept talking, and we were discussing the trip and stuff. He just did it. There was no moment of like, what the fuck?
Some bullshit.
Because he did. He was like, orange? I was like, can you peel it for me? And he was like,
yeah, but
you
said it like that.
So he did purse his lips.
No. But it wasn't like a, no.
No.
He did it, though.
No.
Yeah, he did it, bitch.
Well, that's, okay.
I
appreciate that.
No, we're not talking about orange peel again.
Well,
Ashley, what's your lifestyle
subject?
This
does make sense on my thing last week because Ashley presented it originally. And I know we were saying take it out, but it seems like couples versus friendships is very different because it's like, and I think that's something we can bring up at a later point. But of course,
we're going to bring back up the orange peel
theory.
Because
so
buttle up. Y'all can do that in a segment that I'm not involved in.
No.
Well, since you're going to be on vacation giving birth to a baby, then.
I'm not giving birth. Let's
well, I mean,
back.
Figuratively, you
me?
Will be. All right. But we'll save that for another episode.
Because I give all the money to the little.
Correct.
Cup.
Well, that too. That but aren't you going to adopt something?
The baby?
The cat. I mean, the dog.
I'm not adopting it. I'm buying it.
Well, anyway, Ashley, present the question before we get into Brayden's life.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I mean, so, you know, kind of spinning off of, like, Monica is not coming back to Housewives because the other Housewives were like, we cannot film with her. The trust has been decimated. Mm. And do you think that, like, in this situation that they should have tried to make amends with Monica? and like kind of going into like how we move about with friends and trust and like, you know, me personally, I'm very no new friends. Like you got to really put in some work for me to like be your friend. Okay. I'll always be kind. Same. Yeah. I'll be kind and friendly. Like I'm not like cold or anything, but like, you know, I have my boundaries with mm-hmm. people when I first meet them.
And I think when yeah. you're filming a reality TV show, mm-hmm. you do not have the privilege of choosing what reality you live in because that's yeah. not reality.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
So if you sign up to be a reality TV housewife and you're mad that some other person is cast and they're calling you out, hello, welcome to reality.
Yeah. Right.
And you're on camera. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They didn't want that truth.
I like
right.
that.
You don't get to pick and choose what reality is filmed.
No.
Yeah.
And you
because then it's not reality.
Then it's not reality. Right.
Because now Heather's like, which she's like, well, we're all friends. And she made a statement on Watch What Happens Live that really troubles me. And she said, if Jen Shaw was watching, I hope she's happy that we uprooted Monica for her because she was coming after her. And I'm like, girl, you're still in that mentality still that you want to defend Jen Shaw and make her feel
she's
good.
She's still in the shackles.
And, like you,
the shackles.
I mean, like.
Okay, Brandon, you were on a roll.
Yeah, Mary up in here.
He's the shackles.
Like, I just think that. So I guess the question like that you kind of pose is like, would I let someone in? Listen, I give people chances. I feel like I give people more chances than many because I feel like people have been very patient with me in times. So I feel like I do give people chances. Would I let someone into my life that maybe investigated / stalked me / you know, all of this? Probably not.
Absolutely.
But I also wouldn't be doing dirty dealings for them to do such a thing. And I think that Monica does have, because I've seen a lot of support come out from people who are friends. They're like, we've been friends with Monica Garcia for over 25 years. We're telling you that she made a mistake because of the abuse that she got from Jen Shaw, which she did. She internalized it and she used it in the wrong way. But so did Heather. Heather got abused from Jen Shaw physically and lied on everybody in the world of how she got that abuse.
Yeah.
Monica did that. And I don't like the way that the ladies tried to twist her words, like example, and they were like, Mary, she called you a bitch. No, she didn't. She right. was literally quoting what Jen said. They were like, you called Heather a tranny. No, you didn't. Like she
called her Shrek.
She called it and Jen, they were repeating what Jen said. Do I think that Monica should have came on and told him immediately, like, yes, I would appreciate if a friend like that was in our friend group. Like, for instance, if Io had been investigating me and trying to, like, infiltrate this. Yeah. She could have just came and told me, like, Darrell, I've been looking into you because I want you. And then that could have...
And then we could have settled it. We could have settled it by me telling her I don't want it.
No, sit your ass down.
You don't get a chance to defend yourself. We'll see you next week. All right. Moving on.
Okay. So I do want to talk about Ashley posed the question of like friends and trust and it being broken and rebuilding. I mean, personally, for me, I do have a friend whose trust I did break, and you know, it happened a few times actually. So it was like dealing with the apology tour and doing with all of that or whatever.
Who?
I'm not going to say no names, even though this is usually a call
ear.
Out.
No, whisper my ear.
No. All of a sudden, it's not the call.
I know, right? I know. Well, Whoopi did it.
Oh, I know.
If Whoopi can do it, I can do it.
Mm-mm, you're not an EGOT.
I am.
You're a no-God. You're a Fogot.
Wait, what y'all the fuck is happening over here?
I told Adam he's not an EGOT. He said, no, I'm a Fogot.
I'm not laughing at that.
Why? It's Why funny.
Hey, I don't like the word, but that was fucking funny.
No, that's not funny because do you know how like under attacked Fogots are these days?
A lot.
So
but
we don't even.
We have.
Even
we have
to that.
Laugh.
We're not
to
even
keep
gonna
to
play
cry.
With that, Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
We're okay. guilty.
So the question was, do you trust Fran? I don't trust you because you just said that word.
Okay.
How about that?
But no, it is difficult when you break the trust of a friend and then you have to like rebuild it, and it's just it's always gonna be. In the back of their mind, like even for me, like I'm you know, I know that they don't trust me as well as they did before.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always going to be a thing, but you know, obviously over time people forgive and forget and you know, you move on and stuff like that. But
your ownership in that, I just want to tell you as a personal friend and someone who loves you very much, mm-hmm. your ownership in that is astounding. And I'm very, very proud of you.
I have to.
And that's why we give you the sports corner.
Thanks. And so when after the last instance happened, it was like, okay, yeah. So whatever happens, thus moving forward, even if it affects my friendship with him, and then, you know, I don't want it to affect the friendships that you've built with him.
Unfortunately,
and you know, I was like, I have to accept these consequences. I have to accept the consequences of my actions. And I think that's, if people can learn to accept that and live that truth, then, you know, it'll be healthier.
Well, Brayden, how do you feel about like friends?
Oh, y'all know me when I close the door real quick and that's it.
Sure.
I don't need that door. I'm so busy.
And I mean,
I don't give a fuck.
And it would be
close the door real quick.
I would have to accept that. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. And like, obviously, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I am in between both of y'all. I feel like for me, being burned in the past by friends and relationships, like I'm very like, at this point in my life, like once you show me who you are,
when someone.
When someone shows
who they are the first time,
believe them. mm-hmm.
However, I do have, I can say, I feel like
strumming a guitar.
I thought Dr. Maya
your pain
was
with your
heaven.
Fingers.
Shut up. The harps were playing. Okay.
I do have a friend who we've fallen out name more
them.
Than once. No.
Name
but
them.
The last time name that we them. Did fall out.
Name them.
Okay.
Stop saying the same thing and not letting me answer.
I'm sad. I'm sad.
Okay, but really name them.
No, but.
Just say their name.
But she actually put in the work and I feel that they're genuinely sorry. And for me, it's just like, yeah, once you burn me once, like that's it. But like being the Christian woman that I am, if you really actually like, and here's the thing, most people, like when they do show you who they are, they don't put in the work.
Jesus did say forgive 7 times 7, 777.
I can forgive, but I don't have to forget.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You do have to move the goalpost. The line is always moving.
Right. And so with this person, like they actually put in the work, like actually went to therapy. And so, for Black people, that's a big feat. Especially Southern Black people. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that is very hard for our people to come over. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she actually went to therapy, did the work, and actually put in the time and bid her time, like, I consider her a very great friend, and I was able to move forward with her. Mm-hmm. Will always remember things that happened? Of course. But, like, I genuinely believe the change that happened.
I agree with that. Okay. But what happens in that situation, and I think we also have to take into effect, like if you have really close friends and someone hurts you and you tell your friends, whether that's your significant other, whether mm-hmm. that is your other friend that's outside the group, those friends don't have to move on just because you move on. And that tends to be a point of contention, I think, for the entire group, right? Because you bring a friend around and the other friends are like, I don't fuck with that person still. Like, yeah. mm-hmm. like, because they put you in a place where I was holding you while you were crying, while yeah. I was having to defend you, while they were threatening to send people to beat you up. I'm not doing this with this person. That's on you. And that person may be, like, your friend may be cold to that person. The person's like, what's going on? Why are they cold to me? So just because, I mean, especially like when it comes to, I think, especially significant others, because a lot of times when you are dating someone and you get into a fight with the person, you tell your friends and you go to them and you say, this person has ruined my life. They are horrible. Then the next day they're like, this my man or my girl. I love him. Not my man. So that happens. So then at that point, do you forgive with the friend or do you just say, you do you, but don't come to me no more because I don't want to hear it.
Like, No more.
I think it's
no
circumstantial, okay. But.
Yeah, it's circumstantial. I think there can be both cases of like, well, then don't come to me anymore.
Right.
But then there are some instances, like, of course, if y'all were like, you know, we broke up and then next week you get back together. Of course, I'm going to support you and like, I'm going to be there for you. Right. But I'm going to let you know, like, you looking crazy.
Yeah.
You know? I will let you know if you looking wild in this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you. My advice to you is you shouldn't do it. But if you do it, you're a grown ass person. Like, I actually talked about this with Ashley last night. I was like, I showed one Texas boy. He got some good old meow, meow, meow. And Ashley was like, don't do it. Like, he ain't worth it. I said, yeah, if I was going to text him, I was going to text him. But yeah, I'm just talking out loud. But there are other times where it's been opposite, where I'm like, well, I should want to text, and people have been like, don't text a person. I was like, girl, I already sent the text.
I already sent the booty pic.
We literally had that situation at when we were at Stonewall with our friend, and they were saying like, oh, I did this and this, and like, we talked about it, and I was like,
You looking crazy.
I don't think that is the best decision, but you are a grown-ass person, so I... You know, you make your own decisions, but I'm a hold you and let you know that I don't think that was a good idea.
Yeah. Ashley, I'm going to tell you something. I think that we can next episode, I think we can continue the lifestyle segment, because this is a lot better than orange peel last time.
Oh my God.
Brayden cannot let the orange peel go.
He cannot let it go.
So
you're going to peel my orange.
I ain't peeling shit. But before we go, because I know we need to wrap up, I do want to say just people, thoughts and prayers to the state of Alabama. The Supreme Court just allowed Alabama to execute the first man with nitrogen gas, and within minutes, they killed him. He just died.
So, he just did.
So thoughts and prayers, whatever you feel about the death penalty. I don't know. You're pro-life, are you? I don't know. Just thoughts and prayers for the state of Alabama, especially if Sarah Huckabee going to be on the ticket as VP. God damn it.
Roll Tide.
Listen, I honestly really enjoyed this episode. We don't get enough time together. I would love more time, because I feel like the conversation we have has become really good, and it's like really insightful for me personally. But you know, y'all can continue the conversation with me online at I am Darrell Anthony on Instagram and Darrell Anthony on Twitter. And my Twitter is now, because I have a job, safe for work.
So NSFW.
Oh, that's nice.
NSFW.
You can find me, Adam Andrew Rios, at the Adam Rios with a zero on Instagram, and Boxwine Poppy at TikTok and X. Yeah. My Twitter is not safe at work, so yeah.
You got a job.
And
you do got a job.
And you can find me. You can find me, Braden Bradley, on Instagram.
You're funny tonight.
I don't know what's up. At Mr. Braden Bradley.
I know what's up.
And for the professional shawty is my website, BradenBradley.com, if you'd like to collaborate or partner in the professional sense. What, Ashley?
Oh, nothing. You can find me, Ashley, at Ashley Aaron M on all social media. Oh, thank you, Adam. And you can also follow Aya Onike Cummings at The Fabulous Spinster on Instagram. Oh, all social media. Do you have TikTok? You don't have TikTok.
She ain't got TikTok, but we are going to be great ones.
You know what's TikToking is this long-ass segment. We gots to go. Yes.
And follow Pride the Podcast on all segments. Shit, Brayden, see what you did. Follow Pride the Podcast on all social media. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.